Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Brandon Weikert. His new book is Biohack, China's Race to Control Life. Brandon has recommendations at the close of his revelations. The first, stop sharing. The second, stop investing. Is it happened already, Brandon? We have a completely different atmosphere towards China and Washington now than when you were there a decade ago or when you were speaking even 2 years ago. Has it already happened that we backed away?
In some cases, there is some pullback, but for the most part, there's still the attraction of a billion plus person market that these tech firms, these US-based and Western tech firms, they look to China as, you know, this is the future. This is a potential massive boost for their bottom line. So while, yes, in some specific cases, the tech sector has pulled back, generally speaking, they have not. In fact, they're continuing. And when China builds these world-class research labs like the Wuhan, they have an entire research hub at Wuhan called BioLake. So that's going to keep appealing to innovators and investors. So we need to do more. And that's why I say in the book, classify tech transfers from U.S.-based tech firms to Chinese firms as a bribe under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. And that'll cut the process of sharing at least by half, maybe more.
Ending R&D and biotech in China. Are we conducting it? Are we still in the Wuhan lab?
It's a bit murky, but before he left government, Anthony Fauci authorized several $1 million transfer to EcoHealth Alliance that ended up in the hands of Wuhan Institute of Virology again, where, again, I note not only are they now doing coronavirus research and development, but they're doing research on smallpox.
CFIUS, what part can that play?
So China not only likes to bring our people and money into China, but they try to buy up our high-tech firms as well. They did this with a California-based startup that had proprietary access to NIH and CDC and possibly DARPA genetic databanks. The Beijing Genomics Institute purchased this firm and basically now has access to that proprietary U.S. genetic data. What should have happened was the Committee for Investment in the United States, CFIUS, should have reviewed the purchase and said, you're not buying this. That's a security threat. So what I propose in the book is make CFIUS more powerful, give it more resources so they can have greater chance of catching the attempts by Chinese tech firms to buy our tech firms to gain access to our proprietary intellectual property.
This introduces Washington, which I've avoided as much as possible in this conversation because it talks about itself. It does a good job talking about itself.
Yes.
Is your measure, I'm outside of Washington, New York forever, more than 50 years. You're outside of Washington now. You're in the South. Is Washington aware of what we've been talking about? Do they evidence it in their daily conversations?
They're definitely more aware than they were when I worked in government. The question is, are they moving fast enough? You know, they're moving at the speed of government. And you also have the added problem of all the special interest groups. You have to understand that so many of our political people are bought and paid for, whether knowingly or unknowingly, by elements of the Chinese Communist Party. Just look at President Biden and all the suspicions of with his son's business in China. So there's that added problem of, even if they're aware of it, how do we get our political elites to abandon that gravy train from China so they can start standing up to it? But there has been some movement. The Committee Against China in the Congress is a great first step, long time coming.
And it's a bipartisan.
It's bipartisan, yes. Yeah. But it's not enough. But yes, it is. They are moving toward a more comprehensive understanding of the China threat.
Is there an international consensus? Is someone building one?
There isn't yet, but I think this COVID experience, I think there is one now being created. I argue in the book to create an international treaty and regulatory system to better regulate the risky kind of research that was going on at Wuhan.
A conservative number is 7 million dead from COVID-19, and then all people injured with long COVID and unknown horrors in the future. So what we're looking for is the next time. There will be other times with an unsolved China. So the question is seeking recompense from Beijing now, is that useful politically, or would it be regarded as tilting at a windmill?
No, I think it's useful politically. And I also think it's just the right thing to do, because whether it was launched at us purposely or leaked accidentally, the Chinese Communist Party covered it up for a long time, kept the world from knowing, while they let millions of their people travel outside of their country and spread the disease. So I do think that there's liability there. Whether it takes 20 years, I still think it's worth it. The victims of the 9/11 attack, they've sued the Saudi government. It took decades, but you know what? It was necessary. And I think that something similar should happen with China.
And the research that we regard as reckless, irresponsible, and cruel, the CRISPR research or the nanotechnology research that's being distorted for military means, or more on virus, is that happening in this country at the same time with the explanation that we're doing it to develop vaccines? Do we do it?
We do it, but it's better regulated. And remember the example in 2014, the Obama administration put a stop to a similar gain of function experiment. So what our government scientists did was, rather than stop it, they handed it over through intermediaries to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But in our system, we have better safety standards and it's better regulated. We just need to stop the transfer now to other less regulated countries' labs.
The new book is Biohacked: China's Race to Control Life. The author is Brandon Weikert. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.